Welcome to Face to Face. Sometimes adversity in the face of possible negative circumstances has a tendency to be the driving force to success. That's the story of Lisa Devaney, who, as a single mother with three young children, focused on returning to college and become successful. She speaks with her husband, Dennis Connolly, about the interesting course her life took.
What motivated you to, you know, go through all that effort, you know, to go back and get your bachelor's degree?
Well, I think the main thing, of course, was that I did have three small kids, and I knew that my relationship was ending, and so I knew I would not be able to provide for them if I didn't have a degree in something, and teaching seemed like a good opportunity.
And you had to go jump through some hoops to get accepted at Texas A&M because it's not an easy school to get into.
I applied to A&M and I thought, well, maybe, you know, since Rob went, they would let me in.
Legacy.
Yeah. They were like, no. I wrote letters to, first of all, to every school that I had gone to and asked if there was a way to change grades. And I pointed out that, you know, now I was a young mother and, you know, I was about 30 years old and I knew what direction I wanted my life to take. And, you know, I really screwed up when I was younger, but, you know, would there be any way that they could
wipe the slate clean?
Yeah. Not wipe it clean necessarily, but just the classes that I literally just quit going to instead of having an F, just as if I was not ever in the class. A couple of the schools were, you know, responded that they would accommodate that request. Once they did that, it bumped my GPA up to a level that A&M would then consider. So I contacted A&M again and asked them to reconsider my application. I wrote them a letter also telling them what I had done, and they accepted me.
Didn't your dad have a big influence on you going back to school?
Yes, he said.
He had a saying, didn't he, about school?
He said, education is one thing no one can ever take away from you.
You did pretty well in school, did you not? At the end of 3 years, you had your degree, correct?
Yeah. You know, I already had various and sundry courses from, you know, all of those failed attempts. So I only needed about 3 years to graduate. I graduated number one in the College of Education.
At Texas A&M University.
Texas A&M University. That was bachelor's, master's, and PhD students. And they had a little tea for me and presented me with a plaque, and my parents got to come, and my kids, and my professors, and it was a wonderful moment. That going back and getting my degree when I did made me a better mother, and I think also being a mother made me a much better teacher.
I don't think your father or mother or anybody that knows you could be more proud of you. And I'm very proud of you, and I love you.
Thanks. I love you, too.
Success can sometimes be a bit fickle, if not for those particular moments in time when you choose to set your sights on that one goal. And that one goal is achieved face to face.